knew her as Alice from the famous TV hit series on CBS. You know her from Broadway, Tale of the Allergist Wife, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers. You know her as a famous singer, actress, and it's the one and only Linda Lavin. And she's going to visit. So I would like you to join us. Plus, the kind of information you can get nowhere else. Be there. All right, welcome everyone to the Joan Hamburg Let Me Tell You podcast. You know, this is fairly new, and we are having a ball. Now, you found us, but tell your friends and family, all they have to do is go to the ogpodcastnetwork.org right now, and they can get us. Or you can find a link on Facebook or on Twitter. And we have been really lucky. We've had some fabulous guests, really, from my pal Alan Alda to today's guest, someone you are really going to enjoy meeting, the one and only Linda Lavin. You know, whenever I think of Linda, I still think of that TV show, Alice, where she reigned supreme for years. But she's a terrific Broadway performer, too. She's won Tony. She's nominated for a zillion Tonys. The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Diary of Anne Frank, The Tale of the Allergist Wife. She's great. She's going to be at the Carlisle. She's got a good voice. Amazing. And I get such a kick out of her and out of her story. So she's going to be my guest coming up in just a little while. But not only do we get great guests, we share with you the kind of inside information on everything that matters in and around our great city, whether it's eating, whether it's theater, entertainment, what to buy, what to wear, where to fix things, medical trials, we do it all. And I have great adventures. And you're all part of it, too. Well, this was really some big week. I went to the opening of Carousel. This show, I have to tell you, was at the Imperial Theater. I have seen Carousel several times. I love the show. My husband loves the show. And Jesse Miller plays Julie Jordan. Famous opera star, glamorous Renee Fleming is in it. Imagine being surrounded by soul-nourished music, glorious songs, the kind of songs that go through your head, gorgeous voices, a lovely love story. Well, it's a love story with all the pain that comes with real love stories. It was an incredible evening in the theater. I don't often tell you to spend your money because tickets are high. I'm telling you, this is worth it. I hope you can get a ticket. You know, I grew up with these kind of musicals, but we don't have a lot of them today. I don't know why, but we don't. This rendition of Carousel is quite extraordinary. So do see it. There's a lot of interesting stuff. And as we're getting ready for the Tonys, which I think are June 10th, a lot of shows are coming in. Like, we could go to theater almost every night. Children of a Lesser God got some amazing reviews. Denzel Washington coming in The Iceman Cometh. It's all here. And it's all happening. So we'll share as we go along. But know that you can still go to Times Square, go to the ticket booth, and the chances are you're going to get something and really get something good. So do that. You know, there are some shows that are really tough tickets. And I am still horrified at the prices of tickets. I mean, I have my kids' friends, many of whom live in the suburbs, with young children, and they say, we would love to go to theater, but figure it out. Forget the babysitters. Parking the car is a bloody fortune. Although, I'm telling you guys, it pays to go online and get those coupons, because then you can park. You just put in your location and you can park anywhere around the theater. But if you're not, the garages charge a bloody fortune. You go have a dinner. That's another at least $60, $70 for two, maybe more. And then you've got tickets that are hundreds of dollars. It's before you finish for two people. You've spent maybe $600, maybe more for an evening in the theater. So it's got to be good. Carousel is really good. And Angels in America is very painful theater, but it's quite brilliant. And every now and then, to see something that is extraordinary, brilliantly written, and touches you is, again, worth the price. Now, of course, not only theater, how about food? It was Cousin Nancy from Manasquan, New Jersey's birthday. So on a Sunday night, we went over to JoJo's. JoJo's was one of the early John George restaurants in a lovely townhouse at 160 East 64th Street. Now, this restaurant closed and reopened. They redid themselves. It's gorgeous. And it got wonderful reviews. Now, I eat out a lot. And like theater tickets, sort of horrified at the cost of going out for dinner in New York City. JoJo's was such an extraordinary meal that I felt I had to tell you about it. And it wasn't like a ripoff. Now, my cousins, they love food, and Cousin Nancy's a brilliant cook, probably the best cook in our family. And for her birthday, which was Saturday night, last Saturday, they went to a place she had never been to, Le Grand Oui, the beautiful French restaurant famous for its flowers and food. And they had a marvelous time, a fabulous dinner, but they didn't do a lot of homework. So their bill for two people, it was a price-fixed dinner, and they liked nice wine, was over $600. Shocking, really, but gorgeous dinner. So, of course, they were worried the next night, another extravaganza, but it wasn't. It was, for what it was, very well priced. I had something you would think is boring. I had a seafood salad, which was shrimp calamari scallop, delicious. And then I had chicken. And everyone said, chicken? Guys, I don't know what John George did. It was the most delicious chicken I think I've ever had. You bite into it, and you know if you have deep fried chicken and you get that crunch? But it wasn't fried. I don't know the secret. It was so crispy and so succulent with the best vegetables. And another cousin had a fabulous, one of John George's favorites he grew up with, a shank of lamb that just melted in your mouth with whipped potatoes and all kinds of goodies. And dessert, everyone had a different dessert. Mine was the best. Mm-hmm. Homemade butterscotch pudding with a caramel sauce on top and creme fraiche. Oh, childhood was never that delicious. It was great. So the bill was not scary. And all of us said, we can't wait to go back. It was not a huge menu. I hate when you've got like a four-page menu. And it was a very easy, creative, lovely menu. The crowd looked great. I thought the noise level was really acceptable. We sat downstairs, there's and upstairs too. So add JoJo to your list, if you can do it, 160 East 64th Street. Then I just wanted to mention, before I get to my wonderful Linda Lavin, who is saying, enough, enough. The weather, what can I tell you about the weather? They say it's going to get better. I'm still wearing my shabby old winter coat that is molting. It's so sick of being put on every day. But my daughter Lizzie and I and a bunch of Lizzie's friends went last season to Storm King in New Windsor, New York. It was a very easy drive. It's a great adventure to come from wherever you live, the city, Westchester, New Jersey. And it opened the beginning of April, and it's open through the end of November. Go to stormking.org, find out. It's always closed on Tuesdays. $18 admission for adults. If you're an older person, 15. Kids and students, 8. And little kids, free. It's a museum and outdoor sculpture park. It's only an hour north of the city in the Hudson Valley. And you can combine it with a little shopping excursion at Woodbury Common. It's considered to be one of the world's greatest outdoor sculpture museums. Quite marvelous. Things by Roy Lichtenstein, Mark de Souvereau, Calder, really a treat. And even if you're not an art person, what a gorgeous way to hike or walk through these beautiful grounds. I'll tell you what we did. The girls rented bikes. I usually love to bike, but it was a little nippy. And I got on the tram. It's one of those on-off-again trams. They stop at 10 designated places through the site. The bike rentals are cheap. The trams, they were just perfect. You get maps. A lot of people brought lunch. We didn't. They have a cafe, which is all fresh from locally grown organic ingredients. A treat. And they have a food truck. I like it. And Cornwall, right near there, Cornwall on a wall on the Hudson, has a lot of restaurants, but you don't need it. Everything is right there. Go look at Wavefield, a landscape piece by Maya Lin. That's the artist who designed the Vietnam Memorial. Loved going to Storm King. It's a wonderful adventure. And as the weather gets better, I think you're really going to enjoy it. But let's settle down, because my friend Linda Lavin is next, right here on Let Me Tell You, our original podcast. Welcome to the Joan Hamburg podcast, Let Me Tell You. And one of my favorites, actress, singer, great personality, Linda Lavin, is in town because she's making her debut at Cafe Carlyle, and we have her. Linda does, well, first of all, she won the Tony, the Drama Desk, all these awards for Broadway Bound. That was near the end of the 80s. She's been nominated so many times, I can't even recall, for all the wonderful shows, The Tale of the Allergist, Wife, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers. She's got an album out, show tunes, and the Carlyle, I tell you, is one of the best rooms you can ever go to. It's special. And are you excited about doing this?
I am. Hello. Hello, Joan.
I know. I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while. You were one of our best Sardis guests.
Oh, I loved your show at Sardis. It was a very special occasion, always. And, you know, it made me feel that I had really reached the Broadway life because of years of listening to you and listening to all the shows that used to come from Sardis when I lived in Portland, Maine as a little girl. to finally grow up and be on your show, it was a dream come true. And working at the Carlyle finally is another dream come true.
Right, like New York.
You know, it's the zenith. That's exactly right. Of all the supper clubs in the country, the Cafe Carlyle is the zenith, I think. And I think we all agree that it's the top of the heap. I'm thrilled to be doing it. I've been doing this act for several years, and we've traveled all over the country with it, and I change it every year. I do put in new material and tell new stories, and so this is my latest show, and it's one I'm very excited to be premiering at the Carlisle starting on the 8th of May. I have lots to do before that in terms of losing weight to get into the costume, you know.
It's you're in great shape. I'm not going to worry about your shape. You're good main stock. You know, I actually love Portland, one of my favorite places, which really? You may have known growing up, Migas Lodge.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. My kids, whenever they talk about a family vacation, that's like number one. But it's interesting you know, you were just a kid when you came to New York, and before we know it, you're in a sitcom called Alice, and that was life-changing for those who watched you and for you.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Very much so for me in terms of what it connected me with. Millions of working women, millions of single mothers who related to and identified with Alice and brought me into the political arena in terms of the Equal Rights Amendment and marching and
heard you with their voice.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, without even trying, I became the voice of those women, and she validated me and changed my life. And still to this day, because Alice continues to be shown on other networks in reruns, people who grew up with me, people who grew up with a working mother and a single mother, all identify with the struggles and the heartache and the comedy and the joy and the connection with her has been life-changing for me. And it's ongoing. People still know me as Alice, and that's just fine with me. She changed my life.
Right, and she changed all of our lives. And 9 seasons. Can you imagine? I mean, almost unheard of.
I know, exactly. Yeah, that's a long, long time for a show and a family that stayed together. And, you know, that boy started out at 10 and was 20 when we finished the show. It was
hard to believe.
So much happens in 9 years that you go to work and have a job as an actor for 9 years. It's unheard of. It's,
right.
It's another dream you don't even dare to have. So, and in that time, because Alice was a wannabe singer, I was able to continue my musical work. But now the Carlisle show is something that I started about 12, 15 years ago. You know, I started in clubs in the Village before you and I knew each other and before I got into, right after college, I moved to New York. And when I couldn't get an agent and I couldn't get a job in the theater, I went over to these all these clubs in the Greenwich Village had been, you know, they were underground. They were all called downstairs.
Exactly.
At the Duplex, downstairs at the show place. And they were most of them run by a wonderful entrepreneur, Jan Wallman, who gave us all our start, Joan Rivers, Dick Cavett. And we all started in these clubs for $50 a week. And that's where I started singing in cabaret until I got into shows off and on Broadway. And I started in the chorus of Broadway shows, and Hal Prince pulled me out of the chorus and gave me my first speaking
he
part.
He was your mentor, as I remember.
He was my mentor and continues to be. You know, I did a Candide with him last year at New York City Opera.
Right. It's a great acclaim.
He's just an amazing force of nature, and continues to be a very he and his wife Judy are my closest friends and continue to be mentor to me because he has still so much to teach, and I continue to want to do this work you know, as I get older and older, and think, you know, everybody around me is younger or retired, and I don't have any intention of doing either of those two things.
Nor do
I'm
you
not
have
get
to.
Younger.
why should you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying my life.
You know what? And theater and your husband. I remember when you met him.
Yeah.
And we were talking. I said, what does he do? You said, well, I met this guy and he builds great things. And
yes.
And
yes,
the rest is history.
It's true. He's just finishing a five-suite in B&B up here in Spencertown where we live. We live up in Chatham, New York. We're speaking from up. I'm upstate right
it's
now.
It's beautiful there.
Oh, it's beautiful here. And Steve has designed and built a behemoth. It's not your grandmother's B&B. It's a really small, beautiful, cozy country inn. It's called the Country Suite, and it's going to open the 1st of May with five suites. And he built it, and I helped him decorate it in the last few months. We've been putting all the rooms together. So we have this fantastic life. Steve is also my drummer in the band. I have a five-piece band. Mm. And as you mentioned, Billy Stritch is my musical director and pianist. And he sings along with me many times and during the show. And I tell the stories of my life and sing the songs that I grew up with and songs that I wish I've sung and songs I love to sing. Aaron Weinstein is a brilliant young jazz violinist. Is my special guest, and I have a five-piece band, piano, bass, drum, guitar.
That's all Linda Lavin. Never stops. Now, let me ask you, if we come to the B&B, are you going to be the one checking us in?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm going to give that to a lovely woman named Holly Gustafson.
Good.
Who's local here, and she's a perfect person for the job. We're very much involved with it, and it's Steve's business. But, of course, he's put a picture of me up there as Alice, right where you check
in.
It says, breakfast served daily.
I'm glad. It's perfect. You know,
it's given us a life, you know, to give something to the community and to be able to be involved in developing a place where you live. It means a lot. It's, by the way, snowing here. It's like I live in the American
You're kidding.
House.
Well, it's cold in New York, but no snow for the moment.
Well, that's good. Well, we're up high here, and I will be coming into this city. I'm going to go see Megan Hilty at the Carlisle.
I know. She's great. I love her. I'm talking to Linda Lavin, who's making her own debut at the Carlisle May 8th through the 19th. Here's how you make a reservation, 212-744-1600. I was just there to watch our pal Judy Collins.
Oh.
And it's such a great room. We had a wonderful dinner. It was, it's so intimate. I love that you're working there.
I do, too. Thank you, Joan. I'm really thrilled. I feel like, you know, okay, now there's nothing better. There's nothing higher up. Maybe, you know, this has been something I've been wanting to do for so long. And it was lovely to be invited finally to play there and to play at this time of year in the spring in May.
Right.
You know, when people love to come to New York and the television people will be in town. And I've just finished a series, as you know. I don't know if we're going to be picked up, but I had a wonderful time on 9JKL with Mark Feuerstein and Elliot Gould. And we'll see. We may be picked up. We may not be. But
that's the story of an actor, even if you're a famous Tony Award winning actor.
That's exactly right. That is the story.
Everyone is waiting to see what the new season is going to bring. But I put my money on you, Linda Lavin. Boy, and it's a long way from when you were a baby and your mother, who was an opera singer, said you were singing practically in the crib.
Yes.
Was that true?
She said, well, you know, she's dined out on it plenty, my mother.
Yeah.
She's no longer with us, but it's a great story. And she said, I stood up in my crib and I sang God Bless America, and I hadn't spoken yet.
Oh, God.
So I love the story. I love the image of a baby doing that. It sounds like something I might have done, and it certainly was about getting attention, which I seem to still be into. You know, I love
Thank
doing
goodness.
This act.
Thank goodness. And I love the story of when your mother got you all done up and took you to a bar mitzvah. You were a kid from Maine to a New York bar mitzvah, and you had to perform in front of 500 people.
That's right. And I sang So In Love With You Am I from Kiss Me, Kate.
And you were 12.
12. And, God, I'd never been to New York City before. It was at the Pierre Roof.
Oh, my God. Big time.
Big time with a full orchestra, and I sang Strange Dear But True. I mean, completely inappropriate song for a 12-year-old. But my mother was so proud of me. She walked across the dance floor with her arms open when I finished to hug me. And it's one of my sweetest memories of my mother. a lovely, lovely memory.
It's great. It's great. Yeah. And when you look back, it's amazing. Linda Lavin, who comes to New York and never looked back, hasn't stopped working since. And Alice, of course, all part of all our lives. And Linda goes on. And even though knowing you after the Carlisle, I'm sure there'll be another Broadway or another. Hopefully this will get picked up. And there you go.
There you go. That's right. It's all up in the air right now. But, you know, I choose material. It's always about the material and the people. And I've been so fortunate. The last play that I did was a Richard Greenberg play at MTC, and a great American writer. And, of course, the Nikki Silver plays. And
we love them, right?
We do. We love great writers and great actors and directors, and to work with people who bring joy to the work. That's what I'm looking for. And at this point in my life, I get to choose those opportunities.
Right, so, and you live life every day full of zest and full of pleasure, which is a gift.
You are right. And so do you, it seems. And you sound absolutely wonderful.
It's Why so not, honey? We're hanging on. And it's Linda Lavin making her Cafe Carlisle debut May 8th through the 19th with the one and only Billy Stritch. Really, go see it. It's a treat. You don't want to sit at a table. Ask for a bar reservation, but it's one of your great New York experiences. All the best to you, Linda. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Joan, and my love to you. Lots of love and thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Joan Hamburg's Let Me Tell You podcast.